Are you ready for Christmas? Yeah, all the kids say yes. But the adults might say, I have meals to prepare. I have presents to wrap. Some might even say, I have presents to buy. Good luck with that. Tomorrow, much of the world shuts down and focuses on a single event. Stores and offices will be closed. Most of the roads and highways will be empty after people get to their relatives' places. Why is Christmas such a big deal? What difference does it make? How can a baby born over 2,000 years ago on the other side of the world empty Route 10 of traffic? Well, that was no ordinary baby. The Bible says God came to earth. That's bigger news than when man landed on the moon. God invaded earth. He split history into AD and BC. Every time you write a check, what's your reference point? It's Jesus Christ. From 2019, from what? From when Jesus Christ came. The Bible says God loved the world so much, he gave his son. It's amazing, but when he entered the world, he entered just like every one of us did, as a baby. Of all the ways God could have chosen to enter the world, why did he choose to come the way we all come? So, as some have said, so he wouldn't scare us. Nobody's afraid of a baby, but he wasn't an ordinary baby. Jesus grew up and he taught us things about God because he was God. God come in the flesh. The Bible says, for unto you is born a Savior. So what? Even if he was God, what difference does it make? It makes a huge difference. The Bible says that because Jesus Christ came at Christmas time, three things can be true in your life and mine. Because Jesus came, my past can be forgiven, my present can be managed, and my future can be guaranteed. That pretty much takes care of your whole life, your past, your present, and your future. So first, because Jesus Christ came at Christmas, my past can be forgiven. Romans 3, 23 and 24 says, all of us have sinned. Yet now God declares us not guilty of offending him if we trust in Christ who takes away our sin, freely takes away our sin. That's good news. The fact is, none of us are perfect. I don't even measure up to my own standards, much less God's. And we all have regrets. There was a newspaper that was published that it was a letter to Santa Claus from a little boy, and he said, dear Santa, there are three boys who live at our house. There's Jeffrey. He's two. There's David. He is four. And then there's Norman. He's seven. Jeffrey is good some of the time. David is good some of the time. Norman is good all the time. I'm Norman. The problem is, none of us are Normans. None of us are good all the time. We all have regrets, and guilt has a devastating effect on our lives. It robs us of happiness. It causes depression. It can make us sick. Guilt does all kinds of things to us because we just don't know how to get rid of it. People will do anything to relieve guilt. They'll take drugs, they'll get drunk, they'll try therapy, they'll even go to Disney World. thrills, travel, you'll become workaholics. Anything to cover up the things they wish they did not have in their life. But there's one solution, one and only solution is forgiveness. The good news is God wants to forgive you. He wants to clear your conscience. When God forgives you, there's several things about it that you need to know. Number one, it's instant. It's instant. When we ask God to forgive us, He doesn't wait to forgive you. You don't have to wait through a long period of time before you're forgiven. It's instant. Number two, it's undeserved. You'll never earn it. You can't work for it. You can't beg God for it. You can't bribe Him for it. It's undeserved. The third thing is it's complete. It's instant, it's undeserved, and it's complete. The Bible says when we confess our sins to God, we give them to Jesus Christ, and God says, their sins I will remember no more. It's one of the most amazing verses in the Bible. The fact that God can forget, that God chooses to forget, that's awesome. What God forgives, you can forgive too. And that's good news. Most of us, even if we believe God forgives us, we have a hard time forgiving ourselves, don't we? We hold on to guilt over the years, and someone once said that when God forgives us, He takes our sins and He throws them into the deepest part of the ocean, and then He puts up a sign, no fishing. Don't reel them up again. Satan wants to keep us under guilt, but God says it's forgiven. You ever been halfway through some kind of project that you were working on and you wish you could start over again? You're halfway through life and you wish you could start over again? 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he becomes a new person altogether. The past is finished and gone. Everything becomes fresh and new. God doesn't want you to turn over a new leaf. God wants to give you a new life. It's like starting again, being born all over. If there is anything that is good news, it's that God says, my past can be forgiven. Regardless of who you are or what you've done, you matter to God and He cares about you. He wants to forgive you. Now that would be good enough in itself, but the good news of Christmas and the reason why it's so important to billions of people who celebrated it is not just because it takes care of your past, but it also means that my present can be managed. My present can be managed. I think you'd agree that life can wear you down. It gets to you at times. If you look around, it seems people are searching for more power everywhere. They're looking for something to be able to take care of their problems. They're always looking for additional energy. People say, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Good news. The Christ who came at Christmas 2,000 years ago can give you power to manage your present problems. The Bible says in Philippians 4:13, I have the strength to face all conditions by the power Christ gives me. You don't know what 2020 holds, but you can face it. God assumes the responsibility to meet your needs, and that's amazing. When you give your life to Jesus Christ, He assumes responsibility to take care of all your needs. God gave us His own Son. Can we not trust such a God to give us whatever it is that we need when we look to Him and we trust Him? He says He'll supply all your needs. If He supplies all your needs, what else is left? He takes care of my past. He takes care of my present. And then my future can be guaranteed. My future is guaranteed. Hebrews 2, verses 14 and 15. Jesus became like us to set free those who were slaves all their lives because of the fear of death. The fear of death is a universal problem. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, educated or uneducated, white, black, brown, whatever. We're all going to face death. It is an inevitable fact that we are all going to die. Our bodies are going to die. The mortality rate in the world is 10 out of 10. It's 100%. But since we're all going to die, does it make sense to go through life unprepared for something that we know is inevitable? I know someday my body is going to die. I know someday I'm going to die. Everybody else in history has. I'm going to as well, and so are you. So it makes sense to be prepared for it. One has said that you're not really ready to live until you are ready to die. Have you noticed many people don't like to talk about death? Why is that? It's because they're afraid of it. Why? Because they're uncertain about what's going to happen after their body dies and they meet God. You're going to meet God someday. You can run from God the rest of your life, but there will come a day when you cannot run anymore. How do you make certain what's going to happen on the other side? The Bible says, it is appointed for man to die once. That's one appointment you and I will not be late for. God has already chosen the time. He already knows. But He doesn't want you to fear death. It says Jesus came to set us free from the fear of death. Why is that? If you already know where you're going and you have a personal relationship with God and He's your friend, you're not worried about what's going to happen. I can stand here and say in absolute sincerity that I am not afraid to die. Now, I'm afraid of pain. I don't like the idea of how it might come about, but I'm not afraid to die. I know where I'm going. I've already settled the issue. I'm already friends with God through faith in Jesus Christ. For a follower of Jesus Christ, death is just a homecoming. It's a transition to way, way better things. We can't even imagine what it's going to be like. At Christmas time, probably the most word that you hear is the word gift. Gift. Everybody's worried about getting the right gifts. And they're worried about what to give as gifts. You ever received a gift within a gift? I heard of a guy who received a pair of ski gloves, and inside the person had put $20 bills in each of the fingers and the thumb. And these ski gloves, it was a gift within a gift. God has some gifts for you this year. There are three gifts, but they are wrapped up in one big gift the gift of Jesus Christ. When you receive Jesus Christ, you get three additional gifts. First of all, the gift of forgiveness. You place your faith in Jesus Christ and you get the gift of forgiveness. We read in Ephesians 1, let us praise God for the free gift he gave us in his Son. We are set free. Our sins are forgiven. That takes care of my past. And then there's the gift of strength for living. That takes care of the present. Jesus said, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. So don't be troubled or afraid. He says, I'm with you. I'll handle it. I'll help you. You don't know what's going to happen, but I do, and I'll help you. And then the third thing is the gift of eternal life. Romans 6:23 says, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let me ask you two questions. The first one is, have you received God's Christmas gift of Jesus Christ? The tragedy is that many people celebrate Christmas year after year after year, and yet they've never received God's Christmas gift. That just doesn't make sense. Have you accepted God's gift of forgiveness and strength and eternal life through his Son, Jesus Christ? Have you ever received that gift? And then question two is, how do you receive God's gift at Christmas or any other time? You receive God's gift by believing and trusting in him. What does it mean to believe in Jesus Christ? If you believe in Jesus, lay it on the line and make a commitment and say this. Say, Jesus Christ, I receive your gift of forgiveness, of power for today, and your guarantee for the future with you in heaven. I want to trust you with my life. That's what it means to believe in him. Now, people come here for many different reasons. Some of them come out of habit. Some come out of tradition. Some of you came because a friend invited you. Some of you came because it's the thing to do at Christmas. But regardless of why you think you're here, let me tell you this, that God brought you here because he wants to say to you, I have a gift to give to you at Christmas. You matter to me, God says. God wants you to come home to him. Jesus Christ is ready to accept you. Will you accept him? Can you think of one logical reason to delay and not accept his love, his forgiveness, and all he offers? Right now, God is ready to welcome you. Today, he is ready to forgive you, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done. I don't care if you're a religious person or a non-religious person. We are not talking about religion here. We're talking about personally connecting to the God who loves you and cares about you and everything in your life. We're talking about a relationship, not religion. God has a gift for you. Don't waste another Christmas by ignoring or refusing his gift. I'd like you to pray something like this in your heart. If you've never done so and you've never really trusted in Jesus Christ, dear God, I believe that you love me. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to earth. This Christmas, I want to receive your gift to me. Jesus Christ, make yourself real to me. Come into my life. Forgive my past and help me to manage my present problems. Give me the assurance that I will be with you forever. Thank you. Amen. And Father, for those who have prayed that prayer and they have meant it and they have believed you, that Lord, you will confirm within them that they are yours, their sins are forgiven, and you are with them, and they don't have religion. They have a personal relationship with you. And they have eternal home in heaven. Thank you, dear Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.